Hello, grown-ups. There are so many things we can learn from today's hidden hero of history, Lewis Latimer. Our episode focuses on his many achievements and contributions to the world. But there are more of his stories and family history to uncover, and important discussions to open up with your families. If you're interested in learning more, check out the resources we shared in our show notes and on our website. Hello, Dork Squad. I'm Jonathan Cormer, and you're listening to Dork Tales Storytime, the podcast for kids and their pop culture-loving grown-ups. And this is an inspiring story about a hidden hero of history.
It's a beautiful day for a story, adventure and glory, new friends and old ones too. It's an excellent day to get swept away in a tale, so let us regale you.
Hello and good day. You have reached Reginald T. Hedgehog, lover of stories, noble hedge knight, friend to all folk in the folktale forest, and so much more. Whoever is calling, it's a delight to hear from you today. Now, how may I help you, dear friend?
Hey, I am your dear friend, Fauna Freckles. How did you know it was me?
Fauna the deer? Well, what a fine coincidence.
I'll say.
I didn't know you had an acorn phone.
Just got my very own.
And you, already have my number?
Yes. From that time you went around handing out your number, because you're excited to have the new iPhone.
Oh, right. how are you doing on this beautiful day?
Terrific. Just spent the morning hunting down some leafy snacks over by Duckling's Pond.
Ooh, find any good eats?
I did. And I overheard very exciting forest news.
Ooh, do tell.
Well, you know the Branch Sisters?
The Branch Sisters? My favorite band? Of course I do.
Apparently.
Hello, Reginald.
Yeah.
One moment. Jonathan, I'm on the phone. Oh, sorry. Won't make another sound. Please continue, Fauna. Oh, you're talking to Fauna? Tell her I said hello. Jonathan, please. Oh, sorry.
Is that Jonathan? Tell him I said hello back.
Did I just overhear her saying hello? Hi there, Fauna. How are you? Now, Jonathan, Fauna was just about to tell me some very important folktale forest news. Oh, sorry. Okay, now I'll be totally silent. Mm-hmm. No, really. My lips are sealed. Right. Please continue, Fauna.
Well, I overheard that the Branch Sisters...
Did she just mention the Branch Sisters? Put her on speaker. Now, Jonathan.
Oh, Reg, I'm getting another call.
Wait, but what did you go over... Oh, and she hung up. Drat. I never heard the news. Well, good thing you've got that phone. And she can give you a call right back, huh? I suppose you're right. Oh, but I want to know now. Don't worry. I'm sure she'll get back to you soon. It is amazing technology, isn't it? I can't believe I can get in touch with all my friends just by pushing a few buttons. I couldn't agree more. Jonathan? Yes, Reg? Did Beeve Hoggs, my personal hero and creator of my acorn phone, invent telephones? I don't think I ever really thought about it before. Well, I don't know if he was the first to bring phones to Once Upon a Time, but in my world, the first patent for the telephone was held by inventor Alexander Graham Bell. A patent is issued so a person can protect their idea and legally say they are the creator of an invention. Right? Hey, that's right, Reg. But there's someone I think fewer people know about when it comes to the invention of the telephone. Really? And who's that? I would like to introduce you to an American inventor, patent draftsman, and artist... Lewis Latimer. Patent draftsman, you say? That sounds very official. You know I love a good title. When an inventor applies for a patent, The draftsman puts together documents with specific drawings, sometimes called mechanical drawings. The drawings give technical descriptions of the invention. Ooh, I bet Glimmer the Beaver, our friend and architect of nature, would love this. Oh, definitely. The draftsman also helps imagine and draw something that has never existed before. They find a way to make someone's vision come to life. Ooh, fascinating. So, Lewis Latimer was involved in drafting designs that led to a patent for the telephone? He was. But he was involved in so much more that still impacts our lives today. Oh, really? Well then, I demand to hear the story while I await Fauna's call. Please, start from the beginning. You got it, Reg. Mr. Latimer was born in Massachusetts in 1848. While he was in grammar school, Mr. Latimer showed an interest in reading and drawing. Two of my favorite hobbies. Then, at the young age of 16, Mr. Latimer served in the Union Navy during the Civil War. After his time in the Navy, he made his way to Crosby, Halstead, and Gold. I assume you're not talking about our local cricket trio. The one that serenades us while we're waiting for a table at Granny's restaurant? Yes, that's the one. Really? The crickets' names are actually Crosby, Halstead, and... You know what? Never mind. Crosby, Halstead, and Gold was a patent law firm. Ah, what fortune! He ended up there purely by chance. Because of his interest in drawing, he started watching the draftsmen at the firm. Then he brought books and drafting tools and taught himself mechanical drawing. He was self-taught? That's right. My goodness, that is admirable. I am, of course, an incredibly gifted hedgehog. Naturally. Why, yes, thank you. Quite naturally talented. Anywho, I personally take a lot of classes to gain expertise in my various interests. The dedication it takes to learn on your own and make it your career, why, I greatly admire Mr. Latimer for that. He definitely learned on the job, and his talents were recognized. Eventually, he became one of the firm's draftsmen. At the time, a patent draftsman and their drawings were very important, because you wouldn't have a successful patent application without them. And this is when he worked on the telephone? It is indeed. In the 1870s, Mr. Latimer worked with Alexander Graham Bell on his patent application. He drafted the images for an invention Mr. Bell named the telephone. Yee, I love it! Thank you for this glorious acorn phone! Well, early telephones didn't look like our phones today. There was also no internet, so no social media. Gasp! Nowhere to post all of my fashionable photos? Nope. You couldn't even take photos with early telephones. Gasp again! In 1880, Mr. Latimer was hired by Hiram Maxim, the chief engineer and founder of the United States Electric Lighting Company, Thomas Edison's major competitor. Thomas Edison? Mr. Edison was a famous inventor, most well known for coming up with the incandescent light bulb. However, without Lewis Latimer, the light bulb may never have been as available to all of us as it is today. Really? The same year Mr. Latimer was hired by Mr. Maxim, Thomas Edison patented his light bulb, which used a carbonized bamboo filament that burned for 1,200 hours. So the light bulb was only lit for, 50 days? Correct, if it was turned on continuously. While he was working for Hiram Maxim in 1882, Mr. Latimer invented an even longer-lasting carbon filament that was more durable. As a result, incandescent light bulbs became affordable to more people, safer and less harsh than other lights. Incandescent bulbs transformed the average American home. Now today, all of us are able to purchase light bulbs in stores. That's right, Reg. Light bulbs evolved further, but Mr. Latimer's innovations kickstarted all of the huge advancements that came after him. Marvelous! Mr. Maxim eventually sent Mr. Latimer to London to help set up a lamp factory. Unfortunately, his employees tried to undermine his orders. Why would they do that? Well, as a black American, Mr. Latimer had to endure the racism of his employees, which meant he was treated unfairly because of the color of his skin. It eventually forced him to return back to the States to work for other electrical companies. Preposterous! I agree, but do not fear. Mr. Latimer continued to prove all of those people wrong. What came next for Mr. Latimer? Eventually, Mr. Latimer was hired by Thomas Edison for the Edison Company, which is called General Electric today. He was the company's patent expert. I'm not surprised, given all of his experience. I agree. Mr. Latimer worked alongside other scientists, and together, they made electrical inventions that helped people with their day-to-day lives. He was also responsible for proving why Mr. Edison's patent was the most important for electric lights. And what does that mean? Well, essentially, without Mr. Latimer, Mr. Edison might not be the most well-known inventor of electric lights. Mr. Latimer proved why Mr. Edison's light bulb design was the best of them all. Wow! In 1890, Mr. Latimer even published a book on Thomas Edison's development of the electric light and explained how an incandescent lamp works in an easy-to-understand way. Such an expert that he wrote the book on the whole matter. Exactly. Which was a group of former employees of Thomas Edison. The group came together to preserve the legacy of Thomas Edison. He was the only African-American member of the group. Did Louis Latimer invent anything else of his own? Oh, let's see. He invented a very early version of air conditioning, called an apparatus for cooling and disinfecting, which made rooms more sanitary and climate-controlled. The device was particularly valuable in hospitals. I like an invention that keeps things so simple, but greatly improves people's lives. That is what Mr. Latimer's inventions were truly about. He received a patent for locking racks for hats, coats, and umbrellas. This was used in public spaces for securely holding items, so they weren't accidentally taken by others or misplaced. He received a patent for an improved book supporter, which made sure books stayed neat and tidy on shelves. That's extraordinarily useful. He made vital safety improvements to the elevator and received a patent for a water closet for railroad cars. A closet filled with water? That doesn't seem practical. No. Water closet is another way to say bathroom. It was an improved toilet system for railroad cars. Ah, I see. Toilets. All in all, he received 7 patents for his inventions. Perhaps I should invent something. Oh, yeah? Yes, don't you think so? Well, it could be something small that impacts many lives, like some of Louis Latimer's discoveries. I could invent a robot that picks apples, or a pair of sunglasses that automatically changes color to match your outfit. Or a book page turner. We'll keep brainstorming. Probably a good idea. Anyways, Mr. Latimer was also an artist. An inventor and an artist? Yes, he painted, played the flute, and wrote poetry and plays. In fact, his 2 daughters had a book of his poems printed in 1925 in honor of his 77th birthday. I love that a great deal. Me too, Reg. Me too. Well, I'm so glad I got curious about how my phone came to be. And I think Mr. Latimer would appreciate that curiosity as well, Reg. Oh, that might be Miss Freckles calling back about her important news. Hello? Fauna! Put her on speaker. Fauna, please hold. I will do no such thing. You know how important it is to me that I hear all the Folktale Forest news first. Oh, all right. But come find me and tell me right after. I'll be in the garden reading. Yes, of course, of course. Hello, Fauna. Are you still there? Oh, thank goodness. Now, you were saying something about the Branch Sisters. Another Once Upon a Time World Tour? Oh, dear me, I'm excited! Oh, no, no, not that kind of dear. I just meant to... Oh, never mind. We must get tickets this time. You know I'll be wearing my Birds of a Feather shirt. Yes, yes, you know the one. Oh, and maybe you should wear that lovely little bird hat you have. Oh, I'll wear mine too, and we can go cosplaying as one of the Branch Sisters. What do you think? Oh, it'll be just so excited, and we'll have to get those little... This has been a John in Character production. Today's story was written by Molly Murphy. Special thanks to Octavia Kane, who voiced Fauna Freckles. All other characters were performed by Jonathan Cormer. Sound recording and production by Jermaine Hamilton at Hamilton Studio Recordings. Reach out to us on Instagram or email us at dorktalestorytime@gmail.com. You can find links in the show notes. Now, go be the hero of your own story, and we'll see you next Once Upon a Time. So gather